Today's devotional is based on 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 through 22, and it was written by the Reverend Ben Barris. But I thought God would never give me more than I could handle. It is a common misconception, but the challenges we face each day are not given to us in proportion to our strength or our ability to navigate such problems. I don't know how or why this became passed off as gospel truth, but you don't have to look any further than the Garden of Eden to see that God knows we are limited. We are finite. It's not good for us to be alone. Paul starts our reading today by empathizing with the church in Corinth and the hardships they are facing. This small group of Christ-centered folks finds themselves burdened beyond their ability. Paul tells them of his woes, not because he wants their sympathy as a catalyst for action or for any other desire. He tells them so that they know that when they hit their limit, when they have nothing left in the tank, when death seems like a possibility, that God is still faithful. Despite Paul's words to the church, we are tempted to make our lives seem easier or better than they are. We cling to silly things and shield ourselves with aphorisms that fly in the face of our true circumstances. It is not weakness to need help. It is not unfaithful to struggle. Telling the stories of our hardships allows us to also tell the joy of God's provision and God's strength to bring us through times that would have otherwise destroyed us. Let us pray. Father God, teach us to be more honest in our dealings so that we might be the vessels of your glory for the whole world to see. Let us welcome others into the challenges we face so that they might pray for us and rejoice with us when the victory is yours. Help us to be transparent to our communities. Forgive the ways we try to hide. Amen.